This is TalkZone.com.
What was that name again?
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy.
Get ready to get fit.
Get ready to take charge of your health.
Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier.
It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind.
For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. My guest is Jay Levy from Wakanaga of America. We've been talking about the connection of overweight and obesity, its association with health risks. And one particular area is cardiovascular health. And that's interesting in the way we were talking about it, in that Jay and I have been on together a number of times over the years talking about aged garlic extract, chiolic aged garlic extract. We've never talked about it relative to, it might be something that people who are overweight and obese might want to consider taking because of what the research indicates about the effects, the health risks of being overweight and obese on cardiovascular health. Some of those statistics I shared a moment ago, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Welcome back, Jay.
Yeah, thanks, Doc. I think part of the reason, it's one of those things that I think we just think this way, and I think maybe not being empathetic is when we're talking about obese people, we typically tend to only talk about weight loss, and they're only interested in losing weight as opposed to, facing what you are and what you have in front of you and possibly just making the best out of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you would think, okay, no, we just got to lose weight. But the fact of the matter is, if it's this high percentage of the population, it's like we've talked about before. We all think we need more energy. We all think we need to lose a little weight. We all think, we need to, pump up our libido a little bit. I think those are just kind of universal feelings that all people have. So I think, and my point with saying it that way is, at some juncture, being obese is going to be the norm.
It darn near is.
It darn near is. So you would think that as just a, maybe this is not the right word, a survival mechanism, that we would have to learn to live with being obese and learn to cope and do the best we can with it.
Yeah, see, I'm not willing to accept that.
Oh, I agree, Doc, but my point is saying this. I think that's why we haven't talked about a nutrient like chiolic aged garlic extract in respect to obesity.
I know. And these, according to these researchers, that if these trends continue by 2030, 86.3% of adults will be overweight or obese, and 51.1% will be obese. They reported that black women, African-American women, 96.9%, and Mexican-American men, 91.1%, would be the most affected. They went on to say, and I have the actual study now in front of me. I printed it during the break. And I'm quoting. These are not my words. By 2048, all American adults would become overweight or obese, while black women will reach that state by 2034. In children, the prevalence of overweight BMI greater than the 95th percentile, which would be 30%, will nearly double by 2030. I repeat, the prevalence of overweight children will nearly double by 2030. Then, total health care costs attributable to obesity, overweight, would double every decade. Hold on to this. To $860.7 to $956.9 billion U.S. dollars by 2030, accounting for 16 to 18% of total U.S. health care costs. End quote. So when I said it would bankrupt the country and the healthcare system, I wasn't making that. I wasn't being hyperbolic. I was being dead serious. So the question you asked, the $64,000 question, what is it that we need to do?
I was just getting ready to ask that question again, Doc.
What is it that we? Yeah, you keep wanting everybody. A person just wants to keep asking that because you're saying, my God, like watching your house burn down. Would somebody please call the fire department and put this thing out? The answer to the question is you try to do what you can do one little thing at a time. Like I said, we removed all the soda pops machine out of the schools. Well, we banned all those. You go down to, like I said, you go down to the cafeteria and look at the food and you wouldn't feed it to livestock. And I could go on with one example after another like that, all these contradictions all over the place. And so I don't know. But with respect to the more immediately and more optimistically, because we want to remain optimistic, it seems to me when you look at the health risks associated with overweight and obesity, like coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, dyslipidemia, hypertension, aged garlic extract would help with all of these conditions. The research, share with the audience a little bit about the research on hypertension and aged garlic extract.
Yeah, well, there's numerous studies. The newest one just came out from a university in Australia showing that, you know, I don't remember, Doc, I'm looking up here. I don't remember the exact number that it...
While you're looking for that, let me share this with the audience. It's established in the scientific literature that there's a direct and independent correlation between high blood pressure and an increase in body mass index. Specifically, hypertension is twice as likely to occur in adults who are obese compared to those of healthy weight. Twice as likely. If you're obese, you're twice as likely to have hypertension than a person of normal weight. So aged garlic extract would be something a obese person would want to take. So yeah. You find that study from Australia?
Yeah, I've got a summary of the study here, and it looks like subjects with blood pressure 140. I'm not sure of all the acronyms and.
Yeah, I know that stuff gets a little when you look at those studies, you see all those numbers and symbols flying around. It gets a little complicated. While you're still looking, I can also report that as it turns out, obesity and high blood pressure function as comorbid risk factors for the development of cardiovascular disease. So if you're obese, you are twice as likely to have hypertension. And if you're obese then and have hypertension, then you are more likely to develop coronary heart disease. I mean, it becomes a cascade, one thing leading to the next, Aged garlic extract is a wonderful prescription for any doctor to write, cardiologist to write for a patient, besides statins, it seems to me.
Okay, this says, what is, no, I think you and I went over this before.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and I should know this, 140 mmHg.
Yeah, millimeters of mercury.
Millimeters, okay, that's right.
So they're looking, they're giving you blood pressure readings. They had 140 millimeters of mercury, probably over 90.
Okay, and this says in 12 weeks, the people that were on aged garlic extract had a lower systolic blood pressure on average of 10.2.
Wow. Brought them down to about 130. Their systolic pressure was 130. It probably went over, I would say, 80. If I had to guess, their diastolic might have gone down too. I'm not familiar with that study. I don't have it in front of me either. But that there was definitely an improvement in 12 weeks. So,
yeah, that's not long, is it? And
no.
That's taken four capsules of you know, in this case, Formula 100 a day.
Are you familiar with any studies that Wakanaga of America knows about or has that were done with aged garlic extract in obese people?
We have one going on right this second. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, it's at Santander University in Colombia.
Huh. See?
And Colombians like the, you know.
I know. We'll be right back.
Reservage Organics offers you the most progressive anti-aging product available. Their organic French formula brought to you straight from their vineyards in Bordeaux, France, has been proven to inhibit age-related conditions to help preserve your youth. With the inclusion of Reservage into your daily regimen, it is possible to enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Their all-natural manufacturing methods, coupled with their organic ingredients, guarantee that you will receive the highest levels of purity and quality available today. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reservage does its part to help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth, no matter what your age. If you want to regain your radiance in a wholesome way, do so with a wholesome product, Reservage Organics, where the only thing more important than their promise of excellence is your well-being. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Our world is getting more toxic every day. I formulated CleanSmart over 10 years ago, and since then we've sold over 1 million. Why? Because it's simply the best, most effective herbal cleanse out there. CleanSmart is perfect for frequent cleansers, but it's also great for a first-time cleanse if you have occasional constipation. The formula helps get rid of toxins, restore bowel regularity, boost energy, and can even help you lose weight. We only use vegetable capsules and pure herbs, nothing else. After all, why put more toxins in your body when you're trying to get them out? It's no wonder Renew Life is the largest cleansing company in America and why people have trusted CleanSmart for over 12 years. Try it today, combined with Fiber Smart and Oil Smart from Renew Life, available at health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol. Nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima. Pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas. Superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab. Answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
As it turns out, my friend and colleague asked me earlier, how do you solve the overweight and obesity problem? Well, as it turns out, obesity in particular, that's where we want to put our attention here, has many health, social, psychological, and economic dimensions to it as well as the consequences with those areas. It's a huge, no pun intended, dynamic, ever-growing, I could go on and on, problem. The question is, what do you do about it? What do you do about it? You can do things on a small scale, large scale, and everything in between. Everything helps. And here what we're talking about is the correlation between obesity and certain health risks. And we're focused right at the moment on cardiovascular health. I'm going to turn our attention to a couple other things here, too. You do have a study going on looking at obese people taking chiolic aged garlic extract then.
That is correct, Doc. It actually has not been published, but it's coming. As a matter of fact, it's going to be presented at pre-diabetes and metabolic syndrome conference. It's the 4th International Congress on Pre-Diabetes and Metabolic Syndrome, Madrid, Spain, April 9th and 10th, 2011.
That's interesting.
The name of our paper, and I did mention it to you one time before. It says, aged garlic extract increases adiponectin levels in subjects with metabolic syndrome.
Oh, that's good news. See? All right, so, then this is relevant. We know that aged garlic extract helps with dyslipidemia. Technically, for the listener and anybody else who's... Dyslipidemia is an abnormal concentration of lipids and lipoproteins in the blood, and it's marked by high total cholesterol, high triglycerides, low, high-density lipoprotein, you know, the good HDL, the good cholesterol, high, low LDL cholesterol or the bad cholesterol, and small, dense, low-density lipoprotein particles. That's what dyslipidemia is. Now, chiolic aged garlic extract, what does the research show or suggest about its effect on these kinds of lipid issues?
Yeah, no, there's numerous studies on aged garlic extract's ability to, lower elevated cholesterol levels. And, what we've talked about in the past and what I thought was so interesting is not so much that AGE was able to lower, bad cholesterol in numerous studies. But the interesting thing to me, because I hadn't seen it before, was chiolic aged garlic extract's ability to increase the HDL cholesterol, good cholesterol.
Boy. Well, now, putting within the context of overweight and obesity, with respect to total serum cholesterol, overweight and obesity are correlated with an increase in total cholesterol, with high levels of cholesterol in the blood increasing as the person's BMI increases. What's interesting to note, Jay, is that total cholesterol levels are higher in persons with predominant abdominal obesity. Honestly. And what else can I tell you about lipids and overweight? In terms of high triglycerides, there is an association between high triglycerides and BMI for men and women in all age groups. Obesity is associated with elevated triglycerides. With respect to low HDL cholesterol, in other words, a person having low good cholesterol levels, it increases in BMI. Increases in body mass index are associated with decreased HDL cholesterol levels. In other words, when a person's body mass index is going up, their good cholesterol goes down. When it comes to the bad cholesterol, studies show that the connection between total serum cholesterol and coronary heart disease is accounted for mostly by the LDL cholesterol, and there is an increase in LDL cholesterol as body mass index goes up. So as a person gets heavier, good cholesterol goes down, bad cholesterol goes up. Seems to me that chiolic aged garlic extract, just from what you just said, would be, again, a wonderful prescription for a doctor to write for an overweight or obese patient.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Now, of course, how many doctors are going to do that? And there are some out there. but I think it's a perfect adjunct therapy, to reduce the metabolic syndrome risk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has there been any work done with diabetes and aged garlic extract?
Yes.
All right. More than 80% of people who suffer from type 2 diabetes, Jay, are either overweight or obese. Okay. So it would seem to me, again, that people who are overweight or obese would benefit mightily from taking chiolic aged garlic extract, given that 80% of them would have type 2 diabetes. Do you, off the top of your head, do you know what the research says about the diabetes and the effect of aged garlic extract on diabetes?
Let's see, I'm looking at the study right this second, and I'm only looking at an abstract of the study, so...
I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Yes, you are, but that's good. I need it.
My point is you see, while you're looking at that, let me turn, while Jay's looking at that, for that, let me point out this, that there's a significant amount of meaningful research establishing a connection between obesity and cancer. Generally speaking, now, studies show that obesity increases the risk for colon cancer, postmenopausal breast cancer, endometrial cancer, gallbladder cancer, kidney cancer, and prostate cancer. And that women who gain more than 20 pounds from the years of 18 years of age to midlife tend to double their risk of postmenopausal breast cancer than women who keep their weight stable. That's with cancer. And I can tell you there's research with chiolic aged garlic extract and cancer as well.
Absolutely.
So you see how I'm pulling that together?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. No. It's so many different things. And like you're saying, aged garlic extract, has research on all these different symptoms of metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to dig out that business on diabetes?
Yeah, let me see something that looks a little bit easier. You know, what's funny, when I'm looking at it, it's still talking about...
I can tell you this, gaining 11 to 18 pounds will double a person's risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to a person who does not gain weight. From 11 to 18 pounds, you double your risk for developing type 2 diabetes. And also, the research shows that excess abdominal fat is a significant risk factor for type 2 diabetes, that visceral fat. A chiolic aged garlic extract starts to make even more sense to take for people who are overweight and obese when we start to look at these health risks associated with overweight and obesity, right?
Absolutely.
And again, we've never talked about it this way before within the context of overweight and obesity. We just haven't done that. And here you have a study. Where is that? In Columbia, did you say?
The metabolic syndrome study is at Columbia, exactly. And there's a higher level of metabolic syndrome there also.
Well, I'll be anxious to see what those findings show. So I guess a good point to make is if aged garlic extract would be good for overweight and obese people to take, I suppose it would be just perfect for people who have a normal weight to take, and they could really benefit as well as the overweight and obese people could. Be right back.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products. New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Are you suffering from those awful allergies? Hay fever, sneezing, watery eyes. Here's some advice you won't want to miss.
I'm a doctor, and my patients used to dread allergy season. But then I discovered A. Vogel Allergy Relief, a unique combination of natural ingredients that usually addresses every one of my patients' symptoms. And while it's clear that the vast majority of my patients benefit significantly from A. Vogel Allergy Relief, what's even more amazing is that after using it, at least half of my patients' symptoms didn't return. As a doctor, that's the kind of outcome my patients and I can appreciate.
Get doctor-recommended A. Vogel Allergy Relief for your allergy symptoms. It's proven safe, it doesn't make you drowsy, it's fast-acting, and it may even help prevent your allergies from returning. Available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Richards, Rollin Oats, Vitamin Shop, Nutrition Smart, and other fine health food stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprunk Jansen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to the second half of the second hour here of on Let's Talk Nutrition for today with my guest Jay Levy from Wakanaga of America, talking about the application of chiolic aged garlic extract in people who are overweight and obese. The answer to your question, Jay, what do we do about the problem? Well, you have to prevent it and you have to treat it. And you got to do both at the same time, because you want to try to prevent new cases of overweight and obesity, but you have to treat the people who are already overweight and obese. So that's sort of a two-pronged approach there. Prevent, treat, and prevention means a lot of different things.
Yeah, my question with that is, are those things being done?
Some. Education, of course, is very, very important. I keep saying that nutrition should be taught all the way through grade school and into high school. Believe me, there's enough there. And start to teach. We teach people about reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, whatnot, and this and that. How to use computers. How about how to use your body? How about that? These kids know more about the internal workings of a computer than they do about their own body. I don't get that. But nevertheless. Just to change the pace a little bit, would you be interested in knowing some of the social adaptations that we've had, societal adaptations we've had to make because of the overweight and obesity epidemic? Did you find that interesting to know?
Well, that's kind of what I alluded to earlier in the conversation, just about, when I said, the norm is we don't feel like we have enough energy, we don't have a strong enough libido, and we all want to lose weight. I think that's kind of where I was going with that.
Well, check this out. We're now at 68% of adults that are overweight or obese. Given that has changed the landscape of daily life in America in some of the following ways. Employers now fret about the taking of too many sick days. Manufacturers are adjusting the sizing of garments upward. Ambulance companies have to order larger vehicles to transport obese patients. Airlines spend more money now on fuel to transport the additional weight. In fact, I was reading some stories that talked about some recent crashes because the planes were, these smaller planes were overweight, and they didn't factor in, they were using formulas that didn't account for the weight gain in people across the population and caused the plane to be too heavy. Scientists now have to consider obesity as a contributing factor to global warming. Could you guess why?
More methane?
Because it takes more fuel energy to keep overweight and obese people alive, and it costs more money to transport them. The military now worries about troops being too fat to fight. Furniture makers producing larger items for homes, schools, churches, and offices. We have to make furniture bigger for these different environments so people can sit in them and whatever. Companies manufacturing have to manufacture larger bathroom fixtures, such as toilet seats, showers, and bathtubs, to accommodate this ever-growing population of overweight and obese people. Hospitals need larger beds, exam, and surgical tables for their patients who are overweight and obese. Never had that problem before. And cemetery companies now need larger caskets, hearses, and plots to bury and to carry and bury overweight and obese people. I'm not making that up. This is part of an article that I'm writing, doing that research. And I came up with, that's just some of the changes in society to accommodate this growing population of overweight and obese people, the growing number.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, things you don't even think about. And
I know. And so, you know, here we're doing this little show, and all I'm saying is maybe given the research on chiolic aged garlic extract, we can't prevent overweight and obesity with it, but maybe it can be done to try to help people who are overweight and obese forestall some of these health risks that we're talking about, like, you know, the different cardiovascular issues that we mentioned, cancer, diabetes. Has there been any work with arthritis in aged garlic extract or no?
There has been work with circulation. And I'm looking at the blue book right this second, Doc.
By the way, speaking of that blue book, is that updated yet?
I've got some updated stuff I'll send you, and I've got another piece that I'm getting ready to put in the mail to you.
Because arthritis is a big issue with overweight and obese people. I mean, it is osteoarthritis. The research is very clear that overweight and obese individuals increase their risk for the development of osteoarthritis. In fact, for every 2 pounds of weight a person gains, there is a 9% to a 13% increased risk for developing osteoarthritis for every 2 pounds.
Well, I would think, once again, taking something like aged garlic extract that's an antioxidant would also help with inflammation and osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As it turns out, studies reveal that there's an association between increased weight and osteoarthritis of the knee. Of course, that makes sense because of all the stress. And that risk is higher in women than it is in men. How about that? So, again, aged garlic extract, chiolic aged garlic, would be something appropriate to take to help at least fight with the inflammation. So you see, I was going down all these different health risks that I'm talking about are all associated with being overweight and obese. And there's research on aged garlic extract and these very health risk factors. So as I thought about it for today's show, I said, we've never done that before. And I think it's just another way to point out how important this particular dietary supplement is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You have a trade show coming up.
I'm actually out this weekend and next weekend.
Where's the trade show this weekend?
Actually in Arlington, Texas, which is just south of DFW, about 10 miles right between Dallas and Fort Worth, the NPA, or Natural Products Association Southwest region, is having a trade show this weekend. Obviously smaller than the Anaheim show where you were at, and even a little bit smaller than Soho.
Than the one in Orlando.
than the one in Orlando, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then the next weekend, I'm going to CHFA in Vancouver, Canada, the Canadian Health Food Association.
That's a big one.
It's big by Canadian standards. It's not really big by U.S. standards.
Let me ask you, your company's in business in Canada. What's healthcare like in Canada? What's the state of affairs up there, as best you know it? Generally speaking, I mean, they very much do they sort of mirror, or do we sort of mirror each other, Canada and the U.S., or are they better off, worse off, the same? If you know,
I would say they're probably a little bit better off, a little better educated population. You know, what is it? 95% of the Canadian population live within 55 miles of the U.S. border. So obviously, you know, the cultures mirror each other. I think probably people are a little more open to supplementation
than they are here.
Yeah, I would say. I would say as a general rule.
Yeah. I'd like to go to that Canada one. I've never been to that trade show.
Yeah, the best one is in Toronto, and that's in the fall.
Okay.
And that's the biggest one. That's their big one.
Enjoy your trips. Be safe. Thank you for being on today. I appreciate it so much, man.
Thank you, Doc.
And take care of yourself.
Thank you.
I'll see you later. I'll be back. I'll have a health question for today. You could win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Probably not. Lutein and zeaxanthin help preserve our ability to focus and differentiate colors. Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. But not to worry. Vision Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function. These include ingredients such as New Zealand Black Currant Extract with powerful polyphenol antioxidants that reduce eye fatigue and promote eye comfort, and herbs such as Grape Seed Extract, Eye Bright, and Ginkgo Biloba to promote circulation and blood vessel integrity with the addition of alpha-lipoic acid to protect the lens of the eye. Ask for Vision Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in eye health formulas.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is already known to support healthy cholesterol levels and reduce other multiple risk factors associated with heart disease. Now, a breakthrough clinical study from a UCLA medical center shows kyolic reduces another major cardiovascular risk factor, plaque formation. Plaque is a fatty deposit that clogs arterial walls. Excess plaque causes circulation problems in coronary arteries. In this new discovery, patients at high risk for heart disease had significantly lower coronary plaque formation after consuming kyolic. 1 in 5 males and females has some form of cardiovascular disease, so reduce your risk not only by eating healthy and getting proper exercise, but also by taking kyolic. With more than 350 studies completed, kyolic is the most scientifically researched garlic supplement and the only aged garlic extract supplement available. Discover organic and odorless kyolic aged garlic extract at your favorite health food store today.
How are you responding to inflammation? New Chapter is the maker of Zyflamend, America's number one herbal therapeutic for inflammation management. New Chapter's Zyflamend uses potent, broad-spectrum, supercritical extracts of safe herbs like turmeric, ginger, and green tea. Zyflamend's ability to support healthy inflammation has been researched and tested by some of the world's most respected medical institutions. Stop by your favorite health and nutrition store today to find out more about New Chapter's line of whole food supplements.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back to this final segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. And my guest was Jay Levy from Wakanog of America. We talked about the use of aged garlic extract chiolic aged garlic extract within the context of the overweight and obesity epidemic in America. As it turns out, the health risks associated with being overweight and or obese, many of those health risks, there's been a lot of research on aged garlic extract in these health risks, like the different forms of cardiovascular disease that we discussed, diabetes, that we talked about, cancer, and so on. So osteoarthritis, it's interesting. So there is a way, not, you know, doctors would do well, I think, to write a prescription for chiolic aged garlic extract for people who are overweight and obese, given the health, these health risks associated with them and the research on chiolic aged garlic extract to address these health risks. So it all works out. Here's the health question for today. You could win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. According to this piece of research out of John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, what percent of the population do they project will be overweight or obese by the year 2030? Is it 46%, 56%, 76%, or 86%? What percent of the population is projected to be overweight or obese by the year 2030, according to this research out of John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health? 46%, 56%, 76%, or 86%? If you get the answer right, you win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, or toll free, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. The phone lines are lit up. I tell you, overweight obesity epidemic is not just an aesthetic problem causing many who are either overweight or obese to be self-conscious about their appearance. I mean, that's part of it, yes. Rather, in my mind, it's a health crisis creating and increasing health risks, which promote sickness and premature death and undermine the quality and longevity of life. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, Palm Harbor, welcome. Glad to have you back on the show. Haven't heard from you for a while. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you.
What percent of the population is projected to become overweight or obese by the year 2030? 46, 56, 76, or 86%?
I'd say 46.
Nope. Not.
No?
No, not 46. It's good guess, though, but not even close.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's right. Thank you, Barbara.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Louise in Gulfport. Louise, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine.
All right. So we know it's not 46%. According to the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, by the year 2030, what percent of the population will be overweight or obese? The adults.
86%.
86. That's right. 86.3, they project with their forecasting models.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Did you ever think that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, there would be some guy on a radio saying by the year 2030, 86% of the, did you ever think that would happen?
Never.
30 years ago, nobody did. And it's taken in the last three decades, Louise, it's a linear increase. I mean, and at a rate that nobody ever anticipated. And we're caught off. You know, when you want to know the truth, we're caught off guard. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think so. I look around and, well, people are heavy, but they're not. There aren't that many now yet.
Mm. Well, 68% of the population right now is overweight or obese.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
Yes.
There's 310 million people in this country. 68% of 300 million people. That's a lot of people, Louise.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, when you were a young woman, I mean a young girl, did you have a lot of overweight or obese playmates?
No, in fact, I was considered kind of heavy myself.
Mm.
Not obese, but
a little chunky.
I was pleasantly plump. But now I find it difficult even to gain weight. I can't.
Yeah, well, that's maybe not such a bad problem.
So I'm lucky.
When I was a kid in school, I mean, there were very few obese kids and overweight kids. Hardly any. That's why they got, the ones who were got really picked on because they stood out.
Yes.
Now, there's so many, I mean, I don't know. We got these kids, Louise, we have these children suffering from adult diseases. We used to call it adult onset type 2 diabetes. They've dropped the adult set part, and it's just type 2. These kids have type 2 diabetes at 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah. I don't see many young people, so I'm not that aware of it.
Yeah, but it's there. That's why I talk about it on the show.
Yeah, well, I'm of the older generation, and so I'm not that aware of the young people now.
Yeah,
well, but it's a shame.
It is a shame. We got to prevent and treat it. We got to do both at the same time. It's a big problem. I'll probably be dead and gone, and the problem won't be. It's going to be around a long, long time.
Yes.
We better get ourselves in gear. I do think we've been caught off guard. Our society's not prepared for this level of illness.
Yeah.
And with respect to overweight and obesity, but. Thank you for listening to the show today, and thank you for calling in, and congratulations on winning a $25 gift card.
Thank you.
To Vitamin Discount Center. My pleasure. Okay, I hope I wasn't too negative, but somebody's got to talk about this. Always optimistic, though. We always come back with solutions. Like one solution today was overweight and obese people, at least based on the research, should be taking chiolic aged garlic extract. In fact, there's a study going on right now in Colombia with obese people. I'll be anxious to look at those results. Take chiolic aged garlic extract whether you're overweight or obese or not. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Are you looking for an alternative or natural solution to heart disease? Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals may be the solution you've been looking for. Heart disease is a major threat to Americans. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals contains high concentrations of EPA and DHA and is molecularly distilled for purity and contains no PCBs, heavy metals, or pesticides. The synergistic blend of purified fish oil provides an exceptionally high concentration of omega-3 fatty acids in combination with red yeast rice and CoQ10. Omega LDL by Nordic Naturals is formulated specifically to support normal cholesterol and triglyceride levels, promote healthy blood vessel function, and improve overall cardiovascular function. Diet and exercise are the first line of therapy for elevated LDL and TG levels. But in some people, diet and exercise is not enough. Call Nordic Naturals today at 1-800-787-7208 to get your free sample or nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.